Moti, how are you? So come forward.
You want to leave? That's fine.
Devi, Yeah, Thank you.
सरस्वती देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, नवमी तो भक्त देव की जय और ग्लोरी टू दैट मिल फॉर ऑल ग्लोरी टू दैट मिल फॉर ऑल ग्लोरी टू दैट थैंक यू. There is no support. This is my thing. Begin Bhagavad Gita. So I request you to come regularly so long I shall speak on the Bhagavad Gita. And from the very beginning I shall try to make you understand the process of reading Bhagavad Gita and the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita by analytical study. I shall try to present. So Bhagavad Gita is a science of God. Everything has scientific process of understanding. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samanyam. Knowledge or science of God is very confident. This science is not ordinary science. It is very confidential. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samanyam. Vijnana means, G means specific. It is a specific knowledge. And it has to be understood by specific process. Generally, we understand, we acquire knowledge by direct process. Experimental knowledge, direct process. But Bhagavad Vijnan, thanks to God, is so extensive and so intricate that it is not possible to apply our imperfect senses to understand the science of God. Then we have to understand with our senses, otherwise what is the meaning of understanding? Yes. Therefore, these senses, when they will be purified, then we can see. Just like a man cannot see due to some cataract complication, but in the cataract portion is surgically operated, he can see you. Treatment. Similarly, it is said in the Shastras that Atha Sri Krishna Namadhi Namhave Grahyam Ingrid. Our senses are very imperfect. That we can understand. For example, we are daily seeing the sun glow, but our experience is just like a dish, because my eyes cannot see things placed in long distance, neither can see which is very near, just like the eyelid is just attached to the eye, diagonal. This is impossible. Neither you can see very close, neither you can see very long distance. Neither you can see in darkness. There are so many conditions. If so those conditions are fulfilled, then our senses can act. Therefore, it is to be understood that our senses are imperfect. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Atha, therefore, Sri Krishna Namadi, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama, Nam means His name, His holy name. Adi, that is the beginning. To understand Krishna, he is to begin chanting His name, Nama. Nam Adi, Adi means in the beginning. Therefore, we recommend the students to chant Hare Krishna. Atha Sri Krishna Nam Adi. Nam means after you understand and realize Nama, then you will understand His quality, transcendental quality. When in the Vedic scripture, when it is said that the absolute truth is nirguna. Nirguna means, guna means quality. And ni means negative. And ni means arthe. Ni also used to attack us. So nirguna can be used in two senses. The first sense is negative, no guna, no quality. And the second is, it is difficult to attack. So both can be applied in the understanding of the absolute truth. How? First thing, he has no quality. He has no quality means, he has no material quality. He has no material quality. Then in the Vedic literature, it is said that apani pāva javanam guhita. The absolute truth has no hands or legs, but he accepts everything. Now, this acceptance, suppose if you are giving me something, if I accept, then if you suppose that I have got hands or I have got senses. So, when in the Vedic literature it is said that the absolute truth has no hand or leg, that means he has no hand and leg as we conceive in this material. When you speak of hand, immediately I think my hand or your hand. But this is limited. So when you cannot adjust that God has got hand and also leg, in the Upanishad, it is said that God's
she has to look through Brahma, can walk so fast that in air cannot go so fast. In this way, there are descriptions. So that means, as stated in the Brahma Samhita, that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra. He is form, he has not form, none of it. But his form is different. So Mayavadi philosopher, whenever they think of form, they think in terms of his own form. That is the difference. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad, Adha Sri Krishna Namani. Sri Krishna Nam is not ordinary Nam. Name. Nam means name. Sri Krishna Nam is transcendental, absolute. There is no difference between the name and the person and object. Here, there is difference. The name and the object is different. Water and the name water and the substance water different. I cannot satisfy my thirst simply by chanting water, water. But by chanting Hare Krishna, I can be a very strong. That is the difference. Therefore, we have to purify our senses. These senses will give you opportunity to hear his transcendental name, to see his transcendental form, to understand his transcendental qualities, and so many. He has got his name, he has got his qualities, he has got his form, then he has got his associates, everything. Whatever we see in this material world, they are simply parvatic reflection of the reality. Real form is there. Real name is there. In the spiritual world, just like my name, Satan Sar, your name, Mr. John. This John is not actually your name, because you are three souls, eternal. But this John name is in relationship with this temporary body. As soon as the name, as soon as this body is finished, then John name is finished. Then again, to get another body, you have got another name. Therefore, this is not your name. But Krishna, his name, in the physical world, and in this world, the same. His name does not change. Tatasya Krishna Namani, Namave Vrayam Indriyai, Devan Mukhihi Jivhado, by Sarvis attitude. Swami was full of them. The name, form, quality, associate, when we are in service attitude, they become revealed. It is not that, just like we ask you, what is your name? So, if I ask God, oh God, what is your name? God is not subject to us, challenging. You see? He is not revealed. He cannot understand. If you want to know God by your chest, that I can understand, I can see, therefore I shall see God, then I shall be delivered. Delivered. God is not under your chest. Therefore the qualification of understanding God is surrender.
Sarvadhammān Purushajjamāmi Gaṁ Saranam. And the process of understanding God is from God, not from others. He's so great. How can you understand by your mental preparation? So, here in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealing himself by his causeless mercy. So, how does he reveal himself, try to express? Probably fourth chapter. Imam Vivasthati Yugam Prasamana Hamabhayam Vivasthana Manavikraha Manuikhakavitravi. The Lord says that this confidential yoga system was explained by me formally to the Sun God, Vivasthana. There is, in every planet, there is a chief man, a chief deity, and he has got different names. Just as in heavenly planet, there is also chief man, a chief deity, who is called Indra, and the moon planet, he is called Chandra, the sun planet, he is called Vivasthana. This is the name of the chief man. Just like in your country, the chief man is called the president. Or in other countries, he calls some countries the chief man is called the king or the president. That's that. So this is post. You can also occupy that post. If you are qualified, you can become the president of your country. Similarly, the post of Sun God, Vivasthana, also you can occupy. If you are qualified, you can occupy the post of Brahma. They are also living entities like us. Just like President Johnson is also a living entity like you, but he is elevated to that position for his quality. Similarly, if you attain such quality, you can become the chief deity or chief man in any other planet. Jantiti Vaprata Devan Pitching Jantiti Vaprata. These things are described. So, when we speak, as Krishna is saying, that Imam Vivasthati Yugam Prasthavana Hamabhyam, that means, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken long, long before. It is not that Arjuna is the first man who heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. Krishna says that this Yoga system I spoke to Vivasthana, Sun God. And Vivasthana Manavetraha and the Sun God explained his science to his son, Manu. Manu is the forefather of the mankind. In Sanskrit, from Manu, he has come Manushya or Manava, Manava Jati in Sanskrit. The Manu from that, and similarly in English also, from Manu, the mankind, or the man. The original word is Manu. Here it is said that Vivasthana Manavipraha. Formerly, there were transportation service
from one planet to another. That kind of course of service is still existing, but not with this planet, but higher planetary system, very transportation service from one planet to another by different kinds of airplanes. And in the Siddha Loka, there is another planet which is called Siddha Loka. In the Siddha Loka, the living entities as human beings are so advanced in yogic practice that they can travel with this body from one planet to another. This description is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. And in this planet also, there are many yogis, even still existing. They can travel in this planet very swiftly by yogic power. There are many yogis who daily take birth in four places, in Prayag, in Rameswaram, in Jagannath Puri, and in Haridwar. Still there are some yogis in India. So, they can transfer themselves, transport themselves from one place to another very quick. So, there was no difficulty in communicating with Manu or Manu's son, Ikhaku. The communication was there. The radio system was so nice, the communication could be transferred from one planet to another. So here it is said that Vivasthan Manavetraha Manuikha Bhavitra. So first of all, this was spoken to Sangha Vivasthan, and Vivasthan spoke to his son Manu, and Manu spoke to his son Ikha. This Maharaj Ikhaku happened to be ancient emperor from this planet, and his dynasty, Lord Ramchandra Thapila, Maharaj Ikhaku. He is Kshatriya. These are all Kshatriya. Surya, Vivasthan, he is also Kshatriya. There are two Kshatriya families, one from the sun, and one from the moon, Chandravamsa and Sujavamsa, they are existing. The Indo-European stuff, they are also coming from the Kshatriyas, from the history of Mahabharata, we can understand the Aryan family who migrated to Europe, they also belong to the Sujavamsa or Chandravamsa. Anyway, that is another department of knowledge. Here, it is said that Krishna says that I spoke this philosophy or this system or this doctrine of Bhagavad Gita, yoga. This is also yoga. This is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is a direct method of approaching God. Imam Vivasthati Yogam Prasthavan Aham Abhayam. This yoga is infallible. It is never lost. Abhayam. Abhayam means it has no annihilation because it is transcendent. Anything spiritual, transcendental has no annihilation. Even matter has no annihilation. Modern science is conservation of the energy. So in God's creation, there is no question of annihilation. But the difference between matter and spirit is this, that matter is, the nature of matter is bhutta bhutta pradiya. It appears, it manifests. That's why you prepare a pot from clay and someday the pot will be annihilated, but it will go to the clay again. And again you can prepare from clay pot. Just like the garbage you are throwing daily. And again, you are getting material from us to manufacture so many things. So this is going. This karma yoga, this world is so made that the matter is there to simply quit it and transform the self. That is your activity. Avidya karma sangha anya sutya satyavishya. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said that this material world is full of ignorance. Just like children. They make so many playthings from earth or clay and again break it. And this practice is very prominent in your country. I see in this city, like New York, Boston, very nice building, well built, with stone and iron, breaking. And again, some skyscrapers. And it is suggested in your almanac, world almanac, the next 100 years, so they will break all these buildings and they will go underground. Yes, without atomic age. So nobody will have ready in the world. The prediction is that. That world, next 100 years, nobody will live on the surface of the earth. Everyone go, travel. And when they want some pure air, they come out to see what is this? Practice. You can read it. So, this nature of material world is like that. Punak punak charvita charvanana, chewing the chews. You chew something, you throw it, and again somebody comes chewing. Punak punak charvita charvanana. Bhagava says that they are engaged to this material body and material activity. That's why you are changing. Hutta hutta paniyate. You are changing our body from one body to another. Similarly, as to the change of my body, my activities are also changed. The material is supplied by the material nature and my activities are different. In this way, I am going on. Bhutta, bhutta, bhutta. But this, we cannot come to the conclusion that if there is any possibility for eternal life or eternal activity or no change, because we don't want change. Even at the time of death, we are very sorry because we have to change the body. Even for changing one apartment, for another apartment we have come. Therefore, for a sannyasi, it is recommended that he should not be more than 3 days in a place. Because as soon as he leaves more than 3 days, he gets some attachment. So he is perfect. At the present moment, everything has changed. So, Bhutta Bhutta Paliya, we are in the existence of change, all a transform, from one platform to another, one form to another, one business to another. But our nature is either na hannate hannamane sadhi. This is it, all this explained in Bhagavad Gita. So how we can get that eternal life, eternal nature, eternal happiness, and eternal knowledge, the Bhagavad Gita is meant for that purpose. If you are interested for eternity, then Bhagavad Gita is very convenient. So this time was spoken, first of all, to Vipassana, the son of this Sangor, he spoke to his son Manu, and Manu spoke to his son Ikhaku. And in the second verse, the Lord says, Evam parampara prata. In this way, by disciples of peace, evam parampara prata. That means, the process of understanding this particular type of yoga. Any yoga or this yoga, he is to understand from disciples of peace. Parampara. Evam parampara prātam imam rājarsayo vidu. Rājarsaya means all the names mentioned here, either Vibhushan or Mano or Ikhākuru, they are all great emperors and kings. Formerly, the emperors and kings were family wise. Just like, at least in England, we have got the king by family wise. In every country, you are now monarchy, they are monarchy. So, the churchyards, they are qualified. There is no question of democracy. At the present moment, by democracy, if somebody can somewhere or other acquire some post, he becomes a chief man. But formerly, the practice was that a qualified man who is trained, a king, he was on the seat. They are called rajas. Rajas means practically they were headed. That's why Maharaj Janak. There are many kings, ideal kings. Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Ramchandra, many kings. Even Maharaj Parikshit, 5,000 years before, he was so responsible king that when he was on tour, he saw that one cow was being attempted to be killed and the cow was crying. And at once the king stopped and said, "Who are you?" In my kingdom, a cow is crying, I shall immediately kill it. So the king was so responsible that even animal was not allowed to be dissatisfied. What to speak of that? So they were so responsible. They are called rajas. Rajas. And it is particularly everything, knowledge is meant by high class of men. Low class of men, what do you understand? So, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken to the rajas, the great kings were just like saints and sages. They were on the throne, but they are all, dedicated souls for the peace and prosperity of the people. That's like Maharaj Parikshit. When he was born, this Maharaj Parikshit is a, posthumous son, born after the death of his father, So, his father died before his birth. In the battle of Kurukshetra, there are two parties, cousin brothers fighting. So, Maharaj Parikshit's father, Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, he was only 16 years old boy, but he was fortunately married. His marriage is also very peculiar. The daughter was, Uttara was offered to Arjuna. But Arjuna said that this girl, I have treated her as my student. She was treated. I cannot marry. She is my daughter. So then Arjuna said, I have got grown up son. I will arrange her marriage with my son. So Uttara was married with his son at the age of 16 years. The boy and the girl both were 16 years old and they were married. Fortunately, when the battle was going on, the boy was also
gone to fight and the girl was pregnant. But the boy never returned. He died in the battlefield. So Parikshit Maharaj remained in the womb of his mother. So after the battle of Kurukshetra, everybody died. That child was the only descendant of the whole Guru Dad. So he was very carefully protected, and he attempt was made to kill this child also by the other party, by Krishna saved him. Anyway, when the child was born, Maharaj didn't see his grandfather, five grandfather. No son, only one grandson. So the system is, when a child is born, great pandits and brahmins are called to attack the future history of the child. Now, Namakaram. What is called? There is a particular name. So Maharaj Rishi was very much anxious to know how this child will be affectionate to his praja. You see, the astrologer was speaking so many things about the child, that he will be like this, he will be like this, he will be like this. But he was anxious that whether he will be worthy of our dynasty. Because in this dynasty, the Surya Vamsa, all the kings were just like father of the citizens, whether he will be like that or he will be a slave. Then he began to say, no, this child will be like this, and actually it was. So this Rajasri, they were great personalities. They are although on the royal throne, but they are not called luxury and tax collection, no? They were just exactly like real father. All of them are the happiness of the praja. It was actual devotion. There was committee of the Brahmin who guided the king, and the king was controlled by the citizens, by the guidance of the Brahmin. This was the system. So here it is said, evam parampara prasam imam rajasai. This system for understanding Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna says to Arjuna. Now, he says also, sakalena iha mahata yogam. Oh, the secret of this Bhagavad Gita to his son, Manu spoke the secret of the Bhagavad Gita to his son, Sikhatu. So now that system is now law. Kalena, mahata, by the great power. Kala means time. Time has got its influence, very great influence. Time's business is whatever you make, time will try to kill. That you make a nice house, very nice house, but as soon as it becomes older, it is being killed. You have a very good body, nice body, but the influence of time is trying to kill it. That is the influence of time. In the Bhagavad Gita you will also find that when Arjuna saw the universal form of Krishna, he asked that, who are you? And Krishna said in that universal form that, I am Kala. I have come to kill. That this was the answer. The Kala's business is Kala, time. To kill. So here also it is said, Sakalena Yaha, Kalena Mahata. Mahata is also Karan and Kale by the influence of very strong law. Because it is a struggle. Our struggle for existence means we are trying to exist, but Kala is fighting to kill. That is going.
The palace business, dance business is to kill. But that sister is now lost, is now killed by the influence of time. Kapale Nāgara, Dūvanasta Parama. Then, what is to be done? Sa eva ayam maya. Se agya yoga prasta prāt. So I have already begun to speak you about this Bhagavad Gita. So it is not a new doctrine that I am presenting before you. That God, sa eva ayam maya se agya yoga prasta prāt. Puratana means the same old system. Purana. Purana means the old historical event. Purana. And this Mahabharata. Mahabharata is also Mahabharata. Great history. And this Srimad Bhagavata is also called Mahapurana. The great history of olden days. So here also, the same word is used. That Krishna says, Sa eva ayam. This is yoga system. The Bhagavad Gita, yoga system, which I am now speaking to you. He is very old. How old you can imagine that I first spoke into the sun god? If you calculate only the age of Mano, it is about 40 million years. So, 6 days, minimum. So anyway, it is very, very old. Not that it is doctrine which is presented, just like in the modern educational system, somebody is presenting some doctrine and he is getting a faculty, doctor, some new degree. It is not like that. There is nothing to be researched. Eternal knowledge has nothing to be discussed. There is no question of discussion. It is already established that otherwise there is no meaning of eternity. So this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is eternal. It is not a product of modern research or doctrine. Surat, Saiva. Saiva and Mayati, Adhya, Adhya means today. Today I am speaking on the back of the page. Yoga prasta purata. Why you have selected me? Why you have selected me? And why is this battle free? Because you are speaking a philosophical doctrine and it's the science of God and you are speaking to me. I am not a Vedanti. I am not even a Brahmin. I am not even sannyasi, ordinary grihastha. Of course, I have got the privilege that I am your friend, so much so. Otherwise, yoga itself is not to be spoken to me. Why you are speaking to me? This many questions. Why specifically it was spoken to Arjuna? He replied, just told you. The only qualification is that you are mindful. That's all. Therefore, from the very beginning, it is to be understood, one who is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot understand what is happening. Those who are not devotees, there are different classes of men. Some of them are karmi, some of them are jnani, some of them are yogis and some of them are bhaktas. There are enlightened, cultivated persons that can be divided into four groups. Those who are ordinary men, they do not know anything except to keep this body comfortably, their material issue, more or less. This life or next life, they simply want material comfort. They are called karmi. And jnani. Jnani means you are distracted with this karma. Because there is a time, a point, when they become distracted. Just like the American young men. They are not disgusted with this material thing. So they are searching after knowledge. But unfortunately, this state is also not very enthusiastic, and there are many who are exploiting. But here is the knowledge. And that point comes. When the karmi becomes disgusted, confused, because the spirit soul, he wants spiritual life. He cannot be happy with any amount of materialistic life. In our childhood, we read one poetry that a boy has brought one bar, and the bar is talking with the boy. My dear bar, you live with me, I shall give you very nice food, I shall talk with you and so many things. But the bar says, no, I want to go. I want to go. No, I shall give you golden chain, you don't wear. So he says, no, no, I don't like golden chain. I want freedom. So that was that. So similarly, if a bird is kept in golden cage and his golden foodstuff is supplied to him, it is not that. It is not possible. Similarly, we are spirit soul. Any amount of material happiness is never necessary. That is a fact. But due to our intellect, we do not know what is happiness. They do not know that what is the ultimate aim of life, what is the goal of life. We are trying to be happy with this matter, and the material happiness means sex life, and we are trying to squeeze the sex life into the world. Janamai samadhi guhame visukham pusham. But that is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, since Bhagavad Gita is over his text, which is very old, 40 million years before, ago it was spoken, and before that it was also spoken, that is not stated here, because it is eternal. Hombaya, purata, old. So, please qualify to understand Bhagavad Gita. You can understand. Those who are not bhaktas, they can also understand superficially. Just like one has got the bottle of honey. If one thinks that I have got the bottle of honey, let me lick up the bottle. So licking the bottle, what says thing is the bottle has to be opened and see what is there. If a rascal thinks that I am licking this bottle, I am eating honey, I am tasting honey. He is a rascal number one. Simply, similarly. If one is not bhakta, if one is not Krishna or devotee, that rascal cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Pleasure, saying it is pleasure. First of all, try to become within bhogya Krishna. Then try to understand all this problem. Not by your scholarly, but by your security. Then you will never understand Bhagavad Gita. If you have to understand Bhagavad Gita, then you have to understand by the process as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Not by your own mental security. This is the process of understanding. Bhaktoshi means sakhati. Bhakta means who is bhakta? Bhakta means one who has revived his eternal relationship with God. Sarvapadhi vinirmukta. Now, in this body, I am thinking I am American. How long I am American? I am American so long this body is there. That's all. I am thinking I am Indian. I am thinking I am Brahmin, I am this or that, whatever I may think. How long? So long this body is left. In the next life, If you get a dog body, then you think, I am dog. If you get a cat body, then you think, I am cat. So, after me, not that superficial relationship. My relationship with the society, family, country, or humanity, they are all superficial. Because my body is superficial. The real relationship with Krishna, Mami Mangsa Jiva Bhuta, all these living entities are my part and parcel. Krishna claims. Sarvajoni Shukantaya, Sambhavanti Mukta, in each and every species of life, as many forms as there are, they are all my part and parcel. Krishna is friendly, no? So Bhakta may, when we revive our relationship, how I am connected with Krishna, then he is possible. Very possible. That relationship is perfectly reflected in this material world. That relationship. As somebody is related with Krishna as master and servant. That is reflected here also. There is master and servant, but they, both of them are cheating one. The master is trying to exploit the servant, and the servant is trying to exploit the master. They are also forming unions, how to extract money from the capitalist, and the capitalist is trying to extract and liver from the liver. So here, that master and servant is there. But both of them are teachers and teachers. So, if we really want to be master and servant, the supreme master is Krishna, and to engage yourself in his service, you will never be teacher. You will never be teacher. You want to love, you love Krishna as your husband or lover, you will never be teacher. You love children, you love Krishna as your child, just like Dasama, Jangamai, accepted Krishna as his child, you will never be teacher. So, the same relationship is there, but it is perfect reflection and there is no happiness, that when we become bhakta or establish one relationship with Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna is bhakta. What kind of bhakta? Bhaktosi me sakha. Sakha si. You are bhakta at the same time, my friend. So to become bhakta means either you become a friend of Krishna, or a servant of Krishna, or a lover of Krishna, or father of Krishna, or mother of Krishna. In this way there are so many. How you become enemy of Krishna? Just I hear nothing. So, this is the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, I am speaking from the fourth chapter. The secret of understanding Bhagavad Gita is here, and if you follow this principle, just like when you purchase one bottle of medicine from the, drug shop, there is dose. In this medicine seems to be taken by this dose. If you follow the direction of the bottom level, then you get benefit. Similarly, here is the direction. Evam parampara pratam, you have to understand Bhagavad Gita from the disciple's perspective, and that is meant to one who is devoted. This disciple's practice and devotion, otherwise there is no point. If the disciple's practice is something else than devotional self, then he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. There are many practical experiences and so many scholars' books here study and their commentary, all nonsense, because they are not bhaktas. They try to understand Bhagavad Gita simply by their academic qualification. That is not possible. That is not possible. If somebody is trying to Bhagavad Gita by this academic quality. You understand? So what is the value of this academic quality? It has no value. In the presence of spiritual science, it is a different thing. It is to be understood in a different process. So, we shall discuss in Bhagavad Gita how Arjuna understood. This is a clear fact mentioned here, that before meeting Arjuna, the science of Bhagavad Gita was lost. This is clearly said. Tatalini Hadruganastapan. That was lost. Although it is eternal, still, because the parampara system has decided the succession grow, therefore the real meaning of real purpose of Bhagavad Gita was not received, it was broke. Not some means the parampara system broke. Therefore, Krishna is appointing Arjuna to understand because he is devotee and friend. So, if you accept Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood it, then you are directly hearing from Krishna. That is the question. Thank you. Any questions? The same thing
in the four verses, Lord Krishna informs about the Bhagavad Gita. Jnanam mekram paramam deyam jajjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjjj says, I have to Brahma or Arjuna, he says, different. He does not change. Yes, that is also bona fide. There is no difference between the detachment separation from Brahma or detachment separation from Arjuna. There is no difference. Because the message is the same. Here, nastra means that parampara is nastra. The detachment separation was Brahma. It is not found. Somebody who is coming in that detachment practice. The detachment separation either from Brahma, there are four detachment separations of the devotees. The Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and the Kumara Sampradaya. They are all the same. Mr. Balakrishna, you have brought any question? No. Mr. Mukherjee. Dr. Murthy. No.
Yes. The other systems in the body are here. Karma is here. It is, karma, transcendental karma yoga, jnana
yoga, bhakti, yes, when you add these words, yoga, that means bhakti. Yoga means bhakti. Somebody is addicted to to this material activity. So they are admiring, so act in the terms of karma yoga. What is that karma yoga? The karma yoga, the samadhi is described in Bhagavad Gita, just for Oti. What am I doing? Purushata madhapana. That you are working, highlight. What you have earned, $1,000. Give me. Are you prepared? Krishna is asking, Purushata madhapana. But if anyone is agree, yes, Krishna, here is the money for you, then he is a karma yoga. Otherwise, he is a karma. And the difference between karma yoga and karma means he has to suffer results, good or bad. Karma yoga has nothing to suffer. Because he sees everything for Krishna. That's why God goes. In the beginning, he considered that if I kill my kinsman and my grandfather, I will sin food, yes. But the same thing he acted under the direction of Krishna. Krishna wanted. So he is free. The karma yogi means he is free from the reaction of activity. He is karma yogi. Similarly, Gandhi, somebody is addicted to work very hard. Somebody is addicted to specialist philosophy. So, for the speculator, Krishna says, Bahunam, Janmanamanti, Janamanaman, Prabhupada. The person who are addicted to speculative knowledge, after many, many births, he comes to the understanding, Vasudeva Sarvami. Vasudeva Krishna is everything. That means termination of knowledge. That is Gyanaji. He by himself works. He tries to understand what is Krishna. By philosophy or by science or anything. By chemistry, by physics. Oh. That is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atap Pumsan is just test of Varnasama Vibhadata. Tanusitasta Dharmasta Sanasiddhi Haritosan. Tanusitasta Dharmasta Sanasiddhi Haritosan. It doesn't matter in whatever activities you are engaged. But if you want to know whether your engagement is leading to perfection, then this is the test of perfection. What is that test of perfection? Samsiddhi Haritosana. Whether by your word, the Supreme Personality God has, he said it's God. That's why Arjuna did. Arjuna in the beginning, he wanted to satisfy himself by not fighting. And he fought to satisfy Krishna. That is perfect. Sanskrit Bihari told,
yes.
Yes. What is the number? Yes. Sarvani Indriyani Karmani, Prana Karmani Chapare, Atma Sanyama Yoga No, Yuhodi Jnana Diti. Now, you have studied what is your understanding. Sarvani Indriyani Karmani Atma Samyoga. The yoga, the Hatha Yoga system means to control the senses.
and control the mind. Karvani karmani. Indriyani, karmendriyani. The Yoga Sutra and its basic principle is to stop the material activity. Karvani karmani, karmani indriyani karmani, prana karmani, prana karmani, chapati. There are the controlling of different airs passing within this body, apan vayu, prana vayu, prana vayu, that is the yoga system, controlling the breathing. Atmasam. The whole thing is for atmasam, for controlling the mind and senses. If one is unable to control the mind and senses, then he is simply wasting time. And that Atma-sangha can be directly practiced by bhakti yoga. What is that? Now, the same example can be given. That Arjuna was a fighter. So, in the beginning, he was considering whether I shall fight or not. That is also Atma-sangha. But actually Atma-sangha was when he did not fight for his self-certificate. That similarly, when we engage our senses, because senses means a want of activity, just like our eyes. If your eyes want to see something beautiful, the tongue wants to taste something very sweet. The ear, it wants to hear something very melodious. In this way, we have got our different senses. But the yoga system is trying to stop them. Let us try to understand. Now, here the bhakti yoga system is that if you keep to the hearing of Hare Krishna and the music, melodious music by whole kharta, then naturally you become distressful for hearing other songs. So this is practically injurious something. The bhakti philosophy is that sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. You cannot stop these senses to work. That is the negative process. Because the senses are meant for working. Therefore, we have to give better engagement to the senses. That will be explained, it is already explained in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Param drishtani vartate. Param drishtani vartate. If you force one to stop, it is very difficult. There were so many yogis also say, that's why we come from it. By force, you are trying to control his senses. But as soon as the sense of opportunity, one Manoka, heavenly society girl, came before him, he became captive. He became captive. These examples are there. And the child was born Shakuntala, you know everyone. So, he was a great yogi. He also failed, because it was artificially being done. But there is another innocent Thakur Haridas. He was also enticed by a prostitute at night. But he turned the prostitute to be devoted. At night he came, he was induced by some of Haridas's opponent party, and he came very beautifully dressed at night, and Haridas Thakur said, how you have come here? Oh, you are so nice, so beautiful, so young, so I have come to embrace you like that, whatever. So, please sit down. I shall fulfill your desire. Let me finish my chanting,
then you can enjoy life. So, if you are chanting the morning chant, so the practice is even disturbed, so it is now. All right, I could not finish my chanting. So come this night, I shall see. In this second night, third night, when she came, she surrendered. Sir, I came with this purpose. Please tell me, this is my business. So, Thakur Huda told, yes, I know that. But because you came to me, that's why I stayed for 3 days. 3 days to purify. Now, I am glad that you are purified. You sit down here, chant Hare Krishna, I am going for 3 days. But this Bhakta Yogi, he comes. This is Karmanji. If you want to force your senses to stop work, it is very difficult. But if you engage your senses for transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord, it will be automatic. Automatic. Stop. That is it. Atma Sangyama Guru Dhuhati Jnana. That Jnana, means knowledge. That is stated in Bhagavad-gita. If that stage of knowledge is achieved, that Krishna or Vasudeva is everything, and I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is perfection. So when that perfection of man comes, then he engages in his senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram Bhakti-gita. When your senses are purified, and engage them in the service of the Supreme Lord Rishikesh, the master of the senses, that is also. That is the highest perfection. So we have to engage ourselves, sarvani indriyani karmani, by understanding, by coming to the and with a mature platform of knowledge, if you engage your senses in the Supreme, that is real controlling. Artificially, if we want to control our senses, it is very difficult. Any other questions? We are inviting that you come and let us disperse. This is a very dense time, Krishna consciousness, and it is the necessity for the human being. When there is opportunity, this temple is here, we are opening different centers. Why? Just to give opportunity to the people to understand this science of Krishna consciousness. It is not a bluff, we have not authority behind this homeland. Whole Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they support it. It is nothing. The same thing, just like Arjuna said, as Krishna said, that Yuga Prastha Puratana is very old. But the time is so clear, so sometimes it is just like time, sometimes it's, clear sky is over cloud, covered with cloud. But that does not stay. Similarly, this cloud of ignorance at the present moment, it is not stay. As soon as people are anxious to get this knowledge, ignorance will go out. Jnana-dhikita. So that Jnana-dhikita, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Kesa-mi-vāmu-kampātham aham avjnana-jantama nāśrāni-ātma-bhāvastha Jnana-dhikita-bhāvastha. Yes. Pardon? Yes. That is the highest perfectional Yoga. Tapasvin bhavadipo yogi jnani bhoki mato dhita karmik bhaskya adhito yogi tasma yogi bhavan. This yogi means bhaskya yogi. Bhaskya yogi. Then yogi nam of this other hand here, he recommends that you become a yogi. And who is the perfect yogi? Topmost yogi. That is explained in the next verse. Yogi nam of this other hand, madhata antarasana, Sadhya Ram Bhagati Jumam Samin Dushkutamo. He is the head. This is Yoga. Who is always constantly thinking of Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is the first class. Yes? Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyadi Mahanam Shru. This is very simple thing. Everywhere the same thing. Everywhere the same thing. But it is concluded. Yeah. Sarva Guriya Tamam. I am speaking to you. And the 18th chapter. We are talking about 18th chapter. Sarva Guriya Tamam Guriyam. Sunume Paramangam. Most confident I am speaking to you. The most transcendental and topmost of knowledge. Why? It's two things. Because you are my detailed thing. It's two things. I want your welfare. It's two things, eh? Beloved. Because you are my devotee, so I want that you be benefited. That is Krishna. As soon as you become devotee, of course, it's Krishna. So just like here also, if you are very intimate friend, he wants, how will you get the happy? So, beloved, he's choosing it, beloved. So, both of them, they don't come out of it. I'm not speaking to the actor. I'm speaking to you, because you are my most confidential friend. What is that? Manmana bhavamad bhakto masyajnana namaskuru mami vaishtati satyam te pratijana sriyoshi. You are my dear friend. Sarva-dharmaan paritrasya, whatever I have spoken, they are all nonsense. There is sense, but the truth which I am speaking to you just now, just become my devotee. Just think of me. Just offer your obedience unto me. Just work for me. This is the most confident. But those who are not able to understand, they are not able. They are to be instructed that you become a yogi, to practice your giving, to sit like this, to sit like that. Because he is unable to understand. Therefore we say, Siddhanta-se no atapasya. One who has not undergone severe austerity, don't see this kind of. No. He's not understanding, he misunderstands. Just like scholar, like Radha Krishna, he misunderstands. Because he has no tapasya. He requires tapasya to understand this world. Therefore, Bhagavad says, tapo vidvam putrata, dina suddhita satyam. By the word, just accept austerity, voluntary. Respect. So these words, they are undergoing tapasya. Don't you think that in this country, they are giving up meat eating, giving up all kinds of intoxicants, including coffee and tea. They are giving up illicit sex life. Don't you see that this is not tapasya? Great tapasya, at least for this country. So, Siddhanta Nāta Pustāya. without undergoing austerity, this science is difficulty. That's what is the word. People ask Swamiji, why you make conditions? The condition, if I don't make condition, he will not be able to understand it. But I don't make condition in the beginning. I invite everyone to come and chant Hare Krishna. Then he automatically accepts all conditions. Because he becomes purified. When a little bit purified, he immediately accepts all conditions. So, those who are not tapasvi or voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. Suppose I am habituated to doing something, desire or something. If I am stopped, very inconvenient. But if somebody accepts voluntarily, just for Krishna's sake, I shall accept it. Oh, that is so. Just like was good. He was very much sinful to kill his kinsman. But for Krishna's sake, he agreed. That is what. It was not very happy for him to kill his grandfather and nephews. Not for Krishna's, yes. That is the Buddha. The people cannot understand how he was a fighter, how he was a tapasvi. But he does anything. If you do not work life, but for Krishna's sake, if you accept, then suffer. Because you are, the central point is you love Krishna, therefore you are satisfied. The point is that for Krishna's sake, you are voluntarily accepting the same consciousness. That is suffer. And as soon as you become tapasvi, your whole existence and condition becomes purified. Suppose it's one again of the Jiva Satya, that man dhamma so sam sadam sanatva. So there is a game between one baby heater to another, there is no contradiction. But different things are there for different classes of men. But this is for the highest class. But through this yogi, that is the highest position.
Yes.
But better than it is.
Excuse me?
It is not like this. For just like if you are diseased, doctor says that you don't eat this. So that is not self-inflicted. The idea is that just to become pure from your disease, you accept the instruction of the disease. So unnecessarily, that is also conness. If you simply fast unnecessarily, that is conness. Now, for a better purpose, param vichyanivartya, yes, you can take some, accept some, pain free. A better purpose. If there is no purpose, what is the use of pain free? Samaya vai kevalam. And simply, liver, samna, that's all. So, here everything is recommended for understanding Krishna. And that is not very difficult. By Krishna's grace, it is not at all difficult. But it appears to be difficult. For a person who is accustomed to do such things. Otherwise, it is not difficult.
I think in going not just that which shows Krishna, but also that which one knows.
Yes, but Yes, if you love something and thought that love fades, if you give up something, that is also taken in account, that you are doing the same thing on account of love. The whole philosophy is for a better position. You can access some voluntary impulse. For better.
And what's the form of oxygen?
Just give me some practical examples. What you are doing? Is it not bhakti yoga?
No, I'm not.
So why don't you understand? Because you are not cooking for yourself. You are cooking for Krishna. And first of all, try to understand this. This cooking is all. If you are cooking for Krishna, that is bhakti yoga. And if you are cooking for yourself gratification, that is karma. The same process. Why don't you take the example of Arjuna? For himself, he was considering whether I shall fight or not. But as soon as he understood Bhagavad Gita, he decided, oh, Krishna wants to pass. That is bhakti yoga. So you can perform bhakti yoga by fighting, by cooking, by going to the office, and if that purpose is for Krishna, that is bhakti yoga. Is it clear?
Karma
means sense gratification. And bhakti yoga means Krishna satisfaction.
Karma yoga.
Karma yoga means just to dovetail your karma with yoga principles, to arrive to the bhakti yoga.
To help to the
yoga. Yes. That is karma. That is not bhakti yoga. But the aim is to arrive at the bhakti yoga. Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes, try to understand this. It's very good.
The painting with the Hatha Yoga.
No, Hatha Yoga is not Bhakti
Yoga. But as I said, Bhakti Yoga is the
Hatha Yoga is the process for making the mind under control. If it is properly performed, generally it is in the name Hatha Yoga. Yes. Several times in Bhagavad Gita, it is stated of Hatha Yoga, how it is performed, that you have to perform in a sacred place, alone, in a secluded place, sitting like this, seeing like this, eating like this. Who is following those regulations? Nobody is following. So there simply it is going on under the name of yoga, but actually nobody is following the principle. That is difficult. That is not possible. In this age, now suppose if you have to perform Hatha Yoga in a secluded place, in a sanctified place and alone, who is fulfilling these three conditions? Ekasi, Jatakrishya Atma, Ekasi, Ekasi means alone. Suchau Desi means very sanctified place. This body and the neck and we see, he makes his head. This is in Tesla. And you cannot close your eyes fully. You have to half close and see the top of your nose. In this way, sit down always. Then I go to sleep. I think in my childhood, Jogi, in Calcutta, Kalihar, you are 24 hours sitting. When you are feeling uncomfortable, you had a wooden bar, but you are never sleeping. That is yoga prayer. So who is going to do that? It is very difficult. Therefore, Arjun said, Krishna, you are recommending this yoga practice, but it is impossible. 5,000 years ago, a person like Arjun declined. Oh, it is not possible for him. Someone is asking that they are trying to do yoga. That is not possible. Yes, first of all, you have to connect yourself with Krishna, then you act according to the direction of Krishna.
And the connection with Krishna will be good.
Certainly. Yes.
Not that you have selected immediate or the
animal, it's also a little difficult. That is also under Krishna's direction. Because when they are condemned to go to the material world, they pray, say, how you can deliver? Then Krishna is giving me, Krishna gave me direction that if you treat me as enemy, then free.
He will come to
you. Yes, please. And if you treat me as friend, then you get long time. That there is a difficult, yes, you can treat me like an enemy, because there are enemies to come quickly.
But to understand the process,
so that means he is following Krishna's direction, that's all.
So
he doesn't mind that I am going to be enemy of Krishna. The principle is that he is following. If Krishna says that you become my enemy, so I can become his enemy. Then what to do? Yes, I want to satisfy Krishna. Just like a master is asking servant that you knock me. Yes. He is laughing at me. So that is service. So others may see, oh, he is knocking. And he is saying, I am serving. Probably, he is knocking. But master wants that you knock me. Very service. Service means that you obey the order of the master. It doesn't matter what it is. But there is a very nice example in Lord Chaitanya's life that he and his personal servitor, Govinda. So after Lord Chaitanya would get prasadam, and then Govinda would say. So one day, Lord Chaitanya, after taking Sudharam, he laid down himself on the threshold. What is called threshold? Door. So Govinda crossed him. Govinda used to massage his leg after when he was taking rest. So Govinda crossed Lord Chaitanya and massaged his leg. Lord Chaitanya was sleeping, and after half an hour when he is God, he said, Govinda, you are not taking your prasadam as yet? I know, sir. Why? I cannot cross you. You are lying down there. Sorry, how you can? Why can cross? How? He first of all can cross, and why not going crossing? For that I came to serve you. And now I cannot cross to be to take my prasadam. That is my point. That is for myself, and it is for you. So for Krishna's pleasure, he can become his enemy, he can become his friend, he can become anything. That is bhakti. Because your aim is how to please Krishna.
And as soon as the point comes to please your senses, then you come to me. Krishna Bhulyadi Yu Bhagavan Thakur, Pasate Mayakari Japoti Athar. As soon as we forget Krishna and we want to do things for our sense gratification, that is not. And as soon as you give up the process of sense gratification and do everything for Krishna, that is liberation.
One more thing is,
People will say, how it is by setting fire in Agartha, how is Bhakti Yoga? But practically speaking, what Hanuman's business was, just to punish Ravan, that's all. And that is Bhakti Yoga, and he was considered to be the greatest devotee of Ramachandra. He never studied Vedanta Sutra, because he was animal. So he had no opportunity, but still he became the greatest devotee, Ram Bhakta. Why? By setting fire to the Ramsa, that's all. These are practical reasons. By setting fire to the house of Ravana, he became the great devotee of Ravana. And similarly, the same case, he killed Arjuna. Arjuna also fought. He killed his kinsman and he became a great master. Somebody in Bengal, some gentleman, criticized that the Lord Chaitanya introducing this Bhakti Yoga as assimilated the population of them. And you do not know what is Bhakti Yoga.
I am telling you about Dr. Guru pronouncing that as the book.
I do not know this Dr. Rasul Prasad's pen. Because they will commit mistakes. Rāva bhaktasya kutu maham guna. One who is not devotee, he cannot have any good quality. Dejected, immediate. Yes, I told you, you do not know Bhakti Yoga. The two greatest fights in India, Ramayana fight, and Mahabharata Sai was conducted by Vaishnava, Arjuna and Hanuman. Therefore, you do not know what is Bhakti Yoga, I told you. The Bhakta, what Krishna says, he can do anything. But by nature, he is perfect. He does not commit any violence. That's why Bhakti Arjuna's character, you are so much harassed by the opposite party. His wife was insulted, his kingdom was by unlawful means taken away. They were sent to forest for 13 years. After so many troubles, he never tried to retaliate. He said, oh, Krishna, I don't want my kingdom. I cannot keep my kingdom. This is Vaishnava nature. But as soon as he understood, so this fight, it's like by Krishna, oh, then I am coming to this I must say. It is not his cowardness. It was quite complicated to fight. But out of his Vaishnava compassion, he was avoiding in the beginning. But when you understood that my master, Krishna, he wants it, he gave up his decision. But Vaishnava, that is Vaishnavism, devotee means, he can act
anything and everything for the Lord. That is possible. But under the dress, not in the dress. And Guna, he did not take part to the Ravan's house in Judas. Under the direction of Rama. Arjuna also passed under the direction of Krishna. Similarly, he had to take the direction of Krishna or his eternity. Then it is this. Right.
And in
Bhagavad
Gita,
yes, he is given so much respect. You see how much honor was given to Hanuman. Why? Because he is a devotee. Right. So the personality like Arjuna is sitting on the head, the flat, marked with Hanuman. So Hanuman was a great devotee and tiger, he is a any other questions? Dr. Murthy, do you have no question? That's all. Prabhupada, who are you? Hare Krishna, then chant Hare Krishna.